And once again, we'll bring in Pat Pagano and my Matt for bringing
48
for my apologies for ringing in to you when I'm trying to set these levels here. When I was too early and probably interrupted, so I apologize.
Oh no, that's okay. Are you having problems with Skype this morning?
No, I'm having problems with me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going to yell at myself, so.
Okay, no problem.
So
otherwise,
did you end up going up to the house?
No, we did not.
You did not. All right.
No, we did not. Unfortunately, on Friday, got a phone call that when visiting that lady that we told you about a few weeks ago, her hip, when visiting, that they think she was exposed to COVID, and of course we were there, so that makes us a possibility of being exposed to COVID, anybody that was there on that Thursday. So we got the call on Friday, that put the dunker on everything. Goodbye. So we have to, we have to quarantine and then test. 5 days would be tomorrow. So test tomorrow just to make sure that we do not have it. So far, so good.
All right. Well, you know, the weekend really was. It didn't turn out to be that bad, the weather-wise.
Saturday wasn't bad.
No.
Yesterday we had rain, and last night we had rain.
Yeah, last night we had thunderstorms where I was. We had a couple too. But Saturday was okay. I actually managed to walk around the house once with the dog instead of just hanging out in the front yard and letting her do her thing. Of course, she's old and I'm old, and so we were both stumbling. We stumbled around the house, but it was nice to be outside. And even part of Sunday morning was okay. Right up, the midday period was okay. Then it got cloudy and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
But
and that's what we're up against, as we go into the summer season. It's very rare to get a day that is rainy from morning until night. It is very, very rare. So that's why when you forecast showers or thunderstorms, if I put the word scattered in there, that does not mean that they're widespread. If I put the word chance in there, that doesn't mean that everybody's getting them. So when I say cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, it's a good bet you're going to get rained on. So, for instance, today it's just turning partly sunny, and it's going to be pretty warm, mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunny, 80 to 85 Tuesday. Sun and some clouds, low 80s Wednesday. Partly sunny Thursday in the low 80s. I think later in the day, we may see thunderstorms come in. And we certainly will have showers and thunderstorms Thursday night into the first part of Friday. Things will begin to clear out Friday afternoon. The weekend right now, if you like me, pleasantly cool weather with a nice breeze and a mix of sun and clouds, then you're going to be happy because it's only going to be in the low 70s over the weekend, including Father's Day, but mainly fair skies.
Well, I don't consider 70s cool.
Well, at this time, yeah, I guess. But after this week of being in the 80s all week, low 70s with a 20-25 mile per hour wind will feel like it's in the 50s.
I like it hot and humid, but I also, in the 70s, I'll take 70s and a breeze and some wind. I'll take that.
Well, you have no choice. That's what you're getting. That's it. And we have the dinner dances on.
It is on, okay.
We have 70 people, possibly 72, and we spoke to the catering hall, and they said no problem. So the dances on that is this coming Saturday.
I
should be good for it.
I was thinking all along that the catering hall's not—they're not going to say no. They're going to use—they'll use the business and stuff like that. If you were like 20 short, yeah. But I figured if you're within 5 or 10, they're not going to turn that business away, especially coming off of 2 years of COVID.
Right. And, at over $100 a place, at 70 people, you're looking at, over $7,000.
Yeah.
Right.
So, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, not at all.
So the menu's all set?
Yeah, it's a buffet. Don't ask me what's on it because I don't remember. But that's all set. Door prizes are done. And all I have to do now is the table settings.
You know, I spent this weekend, I cooked a couple of things, and Pat, I hate to say this, but I'm getting to be a pretty good cook. I made this dish, first of all, mushrooms and onions with beef, okay? And I decided to do it a little differently. I put the mushrooms in my pan, no water, okay? Low heat, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of salt and pepper, okay? And because the mushrooms give off their own water, so once the mushrooms are in the water, their own water, I put some beef stock that I had in, and then I put the onions in very low, and I let that go for about 30 minutes. The onions almost got caramelized, okay? Then I put the beef in. Then I put the beef in, and I covered it. And the intense flavors from the mushroom and the beef and the onion, I couldn't believe how good it tasted. It was unbelievable.
It sounds like it would be delicious. That I wouldn't be able to eat that because I cannot eat onions.
But then I decided to. I had some cod, and so I made cod. And all I did with cod was put it in a pan, tiny little bit of olive oil. I put some salt and pepper and garlic and a little bit of thyme in the olive oil. Covered it up and cooked it for about 12 minutes because you don't have to cook cod that long. Once again, Pat, it just came out unbelievable. It came out unbelievable.
Well, you know, I mean, what's his name? I'm trying to think of his name. That has the restaurant in Florida. What is his name? I can't think of his name right now. But this could be a new niche for you. When you retire, you could open up a restaurant.
Retire, Pat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to retire.
No?
They're going to take me out of here, dragging my heels. I'm not going to retire. What am I going to do?
That's what I keep saying.
And what am I going to do?
What will I do? Especially when you're so used to getting up early in the morning, it's rough.
And I really do love what I do. I actually love what I do. I mean, when I can't, I just can't see. What am I going to do? I sit around.
Not me. I can't do that. I'm forever moving. So
these people.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. But it's of course something that I'll have to address. In the next few years, that's for sure.
Now you can keep doing it. We're both about the same age. What are you? 69?
No, I'm 70.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be 70 in October. So I figure, if I stay fairly healthy, I could see doing this for another 5 years without any problem, unless physical problems came on. But
right,
I can see doing this, and if and you can't, if as long as I'm doing it, I can't. You can't go.
I'm very very. To use the old pun, up in the air about it. I really am. I would like to have, definitely have more time off so that I could, not in these conditions, but travel more, and see the rest of the world. But I wouldn't be doing it now, that's for sure.
No.
So that's a good thing. Not with the way, not the state of the, that the world is in right now. It's just, and a lot of people say, oh, you no problem. You just stay away from Ukraine and Russia. Well, yeah, I don't know about that, but. I have friends who just went on a cruise, from Amsterdam down to France, and they're having a great time. If that was me and I was booked on that cruise, I probably would have canceled. I just would have said, a little too close for comfort. But Mama Pagano always said, when you're born with that book. And in that book,
you can't change it.
That's right. Your whole life is there, including the way you're going to say bye-bye. And she always told me that. And she said, just remember, you know, you're afraid of this, you're afraid of that. It's all planned out for you. So, you know, live your life that way.
That's Mama Pagano.
Yeah. Very wise, right? Very wise words. A lot of things she said to me have come true over the last 11 years that she's gone. And I remember when she used to repeat it over and over again, I used to, like, you know, behind her, shake my head and say, here we go again. And now those words, boy, are they right.
My grandmother used to say, world's going to hell in the handbasket.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to say, I don't know what is going on, but even God can't control the world.
I always like that expression, hell in a handbasket.
Hell in a
handbasket. I don't know what it means, but it just sounds good.
It sounds good, right, exactly. So anyhow, folks, it's going to be a partly sunny one day, so take advantage. Middle 80s,
and tomorrow's, the week doesn't look that bad. Yeah, the week doesn't look that bad.
It doesn't get unsettled till late Thursday. Huh. Late Thursday into Friday.
All right, Mr. Pagano. I guess we'll check with you tomorrow.
Yep, I'll be here.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.